5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Monday, 6th of June. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the long show, we'll start with news about BYD going right back to the mine to make sure that you can buy electric cars in the future. They plan to deliver a long-term advantage over their competitors by becoming directly involved in mining. This example is lithium, a key raw material, and a Chinese media outlet reporting that BYD is now buying 6 mines in Africa. That'll make enough lithium for about 27 million electric vehicles, which would cover BYD for the next 10 years. Raw material, something that some companies are taking very seriously and others are behind the curve on. Great work, BYD. Now, the legendary name in sports car design, Gordon Murray, developing a pair of all-electric SUVs. One of them will be sold as a Gordon Murray vehicle, the other one being designed for a third party who we aren't allowed to know who that would be. But these will be built on a production method where the battery forms an integral part of the vehicle itself to keep weight to a minimum and maximize efficiency. These are Gordon Murray vehicles. After all, they are going to be damn efficient, if nothing else. Now, from four wheels to two, Energica is showing off their Xperia. The Xperia is described as a green tourer, and they have to call it that because if you look at it, you think it's an adventure bike. You're getting ready to go through some dirt and rough stuff, but really, it's not. This Xperia is all about going from A to B in comfort. The bike has a 22 kilowatt hour battery, 261 miles of city range, 130 miles at highway speed, and it'll even DC fast charge level 3 in 40 minutes, 101 horsepower and 0-60 in 3.5 seconds. If you fancy grabbing yourself one of these for $25,000, Elon Musk might have some good news for European drivers of Teslas who want to see full self-driving unlocked like it is in the US. Over here, it really is hobbled because of regulators taking their time to assess all of these autonomy features. It's far, far less feature complete over here than my American listeners get to enjoy. But Elon Musk tweeting, and I quote, "We are close to the point where offering something for EU regulators to review makes sense." But then again, how long will the regulators review it for? Could be another 5 years. Now, in the US, some states are suing the US Postal Service for giving the contract to renew their post vehicles to a defense corporation, a military corporation close to some people involved in the matter, Oshkosh are their name, with no real experience of building pure electric vehicles. Their gas-powered cars will be 8.6 miles to the gallon with the air conditioning on for the next generation of electric for a next generation of US Postal Service trucks. And now the states are taking them to court in California, saying they did not conduct a thorough environmental review of their plan to buy these vehicles. The Postal Service saying they complied with all of its obligations, that there just wasn't the EV choice out there, and they had to buy these disgusting, dirty diesel vehicles. My words, not theirs. EV charging is rolling out in car parks in Ireland, with 16 Q-Park sites being added by EB Charging. They're now owned by Blink, of course. The Ford F-150 Lightning has had a towing test where a new owner, posting a YouTube video, towing their Airstream trailer. And when he connected it up, the truck recalculated its range in a very clever way. That's a good way to give driver confidence. And in San Francisco, doing a trial where they're giving delivery drivers e-bikes to get out of their cars and deliver food, you know, the sort of DoorDash and Uber Eats style things, on e-bike rather than car, to assess whether that is a good plan. And that's Briefly. Bye-bye.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.